This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. There's been no apparent movement in the Ukraine standoff after the top American and Russian diplomats met in Switzerland, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken didn't expect any major breakthroughs with Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov, and there weren't, but he says the meeting was useful.
I believe that Foreign Minister Lavrov now has a better understanding of our position. And vice versa.
Blinken says Lavrov repeated Russia has no intention of invading Ukraine, but with an estimated 100,000 troops massed near the border.
We're looking at what is visible to all.
And Russia's actions will make the difference. Blinken again said an invasion would merit a swift and severe response. Lavrov says Blinken promised written responses to Russian demands, including some America and its allies had already flatly dismissed. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on Friday used their first formal meeting to discuss concerns about China's growing military assertiveness that's spurring increasing disquiet in the Pacific. Kishida said the two leaders spent a significant amount of their 80-minute call on issues surrounding China, including shared concerns about Beijing's increasing aggression toward Taiwan. China claims self-governing Taiwan as its own territory to be annexed by force if necessary. In recent months, Beijing has stepped up military exercises near the island, frequently sending warplanes near Taiwan's airspace. Biden and Kishida also discussed the situations in Hong Kong and China's western Xinjiang province. The virtual meeting came as North Korea earlier this week suggested it might resume nuclear and long-range missile testing that has been paused for more than 3 years. This is VOA News. A U.S. judge in Texas has issued a nationwide injunction barring the federal government from enforcing President Joe Biden's requirement that federal workers without qualifying medical or religious exemptions be vaccinated for COVID-19. Judge Jeffrey Brown ruled Friday that opponents of Biden's vaccination mandate for federal workers were likely to succeed at trial and blocked the government from enforcing the requirement. Jen Psaki is the White House press secretary.
98% of federal workers are vaccinated. That is a remarkable number. I would point you to the Department of Justice on any next steps, but obviously we are confident in our legal authority here.
Biden announced in September that more than 3.5 million federal workers were required to undergo vaccination unless they secured approved medical or religious exemptions. The Justice Department says it will appeal the judge's ruling. The state of Arizona is suing the Biden administration over federal COVID-19 relief money, AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The lawsuit filed in federal court is over the administration's demand that Arizona stop sending millions in federal COVID-19 relief money to schools that don't have mask requirements or that close due to COVID-19 outbreaks. The lawsuit follows a Treasury Department demand that Arizona Governor Doug Ducey either restructure the $163 million program to eliminate restrictions it says undermine public health recommendations or face a repayment demand. Ducey's lawsuit claims the Treasury Department created the restrictions without legal authority. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Members of the Islamic State group have launched two sophisticated deadly attacks in Syria and Iraq, including an attempt to break into a prison where suspected extremists are being held by U.S.-backed fighters. Iraqi and Syrian officials and activists said Friday's attacks left 11 Iraqi soldiers dead and at least 7 U.S.-backed Syrian fighters. At least 23 IS gunmen were also killed when about 100 extremists tried to storm a prison in northeast Syria housing about 3,000 suspected militants, including former IS commanders. The attacks are believed to be the largest since Islamic State lost the final sliver of land it held nearly 3 years ago. On Wall Street, stocks extended their losses as major indexes finished with another weekly loss. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.3%, while the S&P 500 dropped 1.9%. The Nasdaq lost 2.7%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.